SC Squared getting this leg of the Still Tour restarted. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
We missed you last night, but nonetheless, those were on hand, had themselves a good time. And so Stephen Curtis said debuting something last night. There was not an opening act, unless you count Cousin Curtis and the, what was it, the Possum something or other. Anyhow, the Possum Travelers, or I don't know the term. Anyhow, they did a little bluegrass, a 20-minute segment. I mean, they had their own costumes and some really nice cowboy hats. And so,
interesting.
Yeah, that was an interesting wrinkle. And then kind of a trip down memory lane. You realize how long he's been around, you know? So
he's been around a while. Yeah, he had that after The Great Adventure came out. He had the Live Adventure. And he did several different renditions, I think, of The Great Adventure. And I loved the bluegrass version of that. And I think that's a lot of his roots as well. So it's
kind of
fun that he brought along a
He'd done some of that
crew.
With Ricky Skaggs in the past.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it was, looking at the merch table, there was something that, you know, so many items in shopping can attract you, but then you're like, do you want to pay the price, right?
Sure, yep.
There was a little 200-piece puzzle of, like, I don't know, at least 16 albums, if it wasn't more. And it was just like these little mini albums in the puzzle. And that was attracting me. But I'm like, yeah, maybe for $10, but not for $15. So,
yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely where they can get you, is at the merch table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, although, you know, I mean, they have a lot of CDs out there. And you're like, yeah, that's not quite the sale that it used to be, right?
So, right. Yeah. Right. For sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we made it to the end of another week, huh?
We did. We did. And I'm actually hoping to see you guys tomorrow morning.
I'm going to pay your breakfast. I thought about it on the way. I'm going to pay for your breakfast out of gratitude. Yes, because you've missed the last 2 weeks. And to just let you know, I'm so glad you're back.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Unless something weird happens, I will be there tomorrow.
The problem with that is now you've got the whole day to think about how big of a breakfast to order.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a double hungry man.
Oh, no.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, all right. Anyhow, all right, anything else you want to get off your mind, get off your chest here today?
No, I just for me, I'm grateful to be at the end of the week. You know, I think I'm grateful to have employment and, you know, I have a job that I love and enjoy going to work. But there's also, I appreciate the rhythms of getting to the end of the week as well and just being able to relax over the weekend.
How about just a quick thought on, I guess, the assembly now has approved that $15 million for emergency department that was initially for HSHS, and I'm sure he's going to sign that. But, I mean, everybody's doing what they can, right, that is going to carry on here with health care. I mean, this is a devastating blow, but trying to come together and make the best of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's exactly right. People aren't going to stop getting sick or needing health care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think those of us who work in health care, we want to be helpers. And so it's good to see people trying to come together to figure out a way forward through all of this.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's figure out a way forward. You know, real quick, I heard Philip Yancey. I've been getting into these Kerry Newhoff leadership podcasts lately.
Sure.
And his interview with Philip Yancey. And Yancey talked about this time of the year reading from John 13 through 17. And
a
how
great
that.
Spot.
Yeah, and I thought about your book, Notes from the Upper Room. And I thought maybe we should do something special with that here during Lent. So I'll ponder that. But all right, First Peter 5, 3 and 4.
Yeah, it says, "Don't lord it over people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example. And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor."
Hmm. And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he handles it this way. "Leaders should specialize in gentleness, humility, and love. How can you tell people about my love if there's no evidence of it in your life?" Ouch. "My son was the perfect preacher, but he was also the ideal model. When he comes back, he will reward those whose walk matches their talk."
Yeah, I hope that fits with what we try to communicate here, right? I mean, this idea of gentleness and humility and love, And boy, I think we can all think of examples where people talk about love and it just doesn't show up in their lives. And that's probably true for me at times as well. And so it's a good challenge, I think, today.
You know, I got to say, the whole concert last night, I mean, the music that he played, Stephen Curtis, but also the commentary in between and the whole journey and obviously the death of their daughter. And it just reminded me as kind of so many maybe who've turned away from the church during maybe the politicalization of the gospel and evangelicalism in recent years. This was kind of the contrast to that. This was kind of the, this is like, this is why we love God. This is why we want to follow him. And, you know, so that was really encouraging in that regard. So
very good.
All right. Very good. Thank you. I think that's why I'm going to play his song Kindness off of his new album. So today is Curling is Cool Day. I think of Mike Poplinski, a former Olympic curler who hails from Galesville. And we've been fortunate to have him as a fantastic teacher in the Eau Claire system for a lot of years. And his love for curling continues and involvement, as I've read on Facebook. Diesel Engine Day, it's Digital Learning Day, Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Wow. That tells me there is a day for everything. Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. of course, sponsored by the dog biscuit industry. It is a day to stand up to bullying. Rationalization Day, it's a day to skip the straw. Banana Bread has its own day today. Chili Day and Play Tennis Day. I got to say, in the last couple months, I've become a big fan of the banana bread at Randy's restaurant. For $6, you get yourself a loaf. It's real, real good. They do a great job over there with everything they make. We're going to be there for breakfast tomorrow morning at 7. We'll leave a seat at the table if you want to join us. Please do. Number for the day is 100,000. That's the number of deaths due to snake bites each year. And you told me not to be afraid of snakes. That's something. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, on the heels of the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert last night. We were asking earlier this morning, I know more, your reaction to the concert and getting some great reactions on the listener line. Jeannie had a wonderful one, but also in our social media, Caleb, you took some pictures, some video. We had some of those posts and shared some of what Michelle had to say as well.
Yeah, and I believe about 15 minutes ago, we posted some photos as well. And also earlier this morning, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, our friend Troy took some incredible photos last night and shared them with us. So we'd love to see your photos. But check out the great images that Troy took, even from above Stephen Curtis Chapman's head up on the catwalk. So that was really cool to see.
I got to say, my reaction in terms of the one thing I texted my wife, she's in Liberia, West Africa. They're several hours ahead of us. And if you could pray for her, she's talking about the heat really got to her. Well, we've been having this incredibly mild winter. The whole world is experiencing this. And so it's hotter than ever in Liberia. So your prayers would be appreciated. But I texted her. I said, Stephen Curtis, and he's a favorite of ours, had made this comment that he thinks what's really resonated with people from his ministry is, more than anything else, is the message that God is good, he's with us, and he's for us, he's faithful, and he's true. That was one of the things that really stood out to me last night.
Yeah, and again, there were just so many moments, too, I think, where there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Of course, Cinderella was just beautiful, and you know, I was thinking about my daughters, about Lily and Nora, and just how fast they're growing up as I was watching and that song with new eyes, hearing with new ears, as you again relate it to your family. But I think When Love Takes You In was another time when I just and hearing about the ministry of Show Hope again, that's one that's very important to us as well in our household. And man, just that one really got to me in the best way. About that message of adoption, how we are adopted as sons and daughters of the King, and what a beautiful, beautiful picture adoption is of what God does for us.
Well, again, I completely hear you. I was thinking of you as I sat next to you because you did a great tribute to your sister in 1 year since that adoption last Friday. And, you know, I remember Stephen on our air on Focus on the Family Weekend saying, quoting a well-known pastor saying, adoption is the living gospel. And that to me was like, I went to my wife shortly thereafter and said, let's go for this thing. So,
and finally, before we play a song from Stephen Curtis Chapman, I think we'll reveal it as he did, where you don't know what song he's talking about until we play it. But this was a special moment, I think, in the concert as well, as he was talking about right after he'd won his first Grammy. And again, had multiple Dove Awards and again, seemed to be at the top of his game, so to speak, a rising star in Christian music. But he said, I was feeling so broken and feeling like such a failure because I was so overwhelmed and wondering, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I failing as a husband, failing as a father because I'm gone so much on the road? Mm-hmm. And I'd never heard this story behind this song before. I'd never heard that he was at the point of quitting. And then he went into a meeting.
I remember, we read his book. I don't necessarily remember that story from the book if it's in there. My apologies. But no, he went into the meeting. And then that's where his pastor, Scotty Smith, spoke these powerful words that were really impactful to him. That in terms of the gospel is about Jesus makes up our lack, the cross. And out of that, he was inspired. Ultimately, the meeting ended and he went away and did what he does. He wrote a song.
Well, how it always pays to come see WWIB at our booth or table when you come to these concerts and events. And those who stopped by our table last night saw that not only were we announcing the next concert that we're promoting, but also giving you a chance to win two tickets to it. And this is going to be a great concert, April 8th.
Yeah, that's right. You were reminding me, Jonathan Traylor, in addition to Ben Fuller, we saw Ben about 15 months ago with Zach Williams, but he's back with We Are Messengers. They're really popular, and so what a great event that's going to be at this incredible venue. I was talking with somebody from the SC Squared team last night, and he travels with me. He's like, wow, this is just a great facility. So, yeah, April 8th concert, and we had a drawing last night. Talk about a good chance to win. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. So, again, you can get your tickets right now, WWIB.com. Just look for the We Are Messengers banner. It's the Where the Joy Is tour. Look for that banner or go to the events tab and find the We Are Messengers Ben Fuller concert link there. So you can get your tickets right away. But two people are going to be walking away with free tickets right here, right now. Let's do that drum roll. The winner of the concert tickets to We Are Messengers and Ben Fuller is
Nathan Cox of Barron.
Congratulations, Nathan. You are going on our dime to We Are Messengers on April 8th.
Fantastic. Way to go, Nathan.
Well, let's hear some songs that we will hear from We Are Messengers and Ben Fuller in just, man, over a month, about 5 weeks away, right? Well, speaking of Micon Cinemas, the movie Ordinary Angels is now playing based on an incredible true story from the creators of Jesus Revolution, I Can Only Imagine, and American Underdog. Don't miss this movie starring Academy Award winner, two-time Academy Award winner, Hilary Swank, Alan Ritchson in that as well. It is phenomenal. We were able to preview it as a staff several months ago. You will not regret the 2 hours spent seeing this movie at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. And again, continuing ongoing along with our incredible sponsors, this is a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. So you can purchase a special angel cutout at any Micon Cinemas location with 100% of proceeds going to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. Also at our website, wwib.com/angels, you can give a gift directly to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin if you'd like to make a little bit larger gift. Or a gift of any amount. Thank you so much for serving children and families, again, battling a critical illness with their child through Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. So you can see this incredible movie. Would highly, highly encourage you to see this faith-based film at Micon Cinemas. And in just a moment, we'll do our drawing for a winner of a VIP movie experience. Thank you so much as well to our sponsors, Footprints in Time Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls and Greenwood, The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Rock and Tate, Nicole Dorwin of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, TMS Tire and Auto of Menominee, State Farm Agent Michelle Mua, One Automotive Group, and Visiting Angels of Eau Claire, all helping us make this possible, all giving a donation to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. So now it's time to tell you the winner. This is from your nominations, the winner of a VIP movie experience for Fort Micon Cinemas. So they're going to get delicious pizza, reserve seating, pop, and popcorn for a showing of Ordinary Angels. And our winner by random drawing from all those who entered was nominated by Lorraine. And Lorraine nominated Susan Langert. Susan Langert, congratulations. And I want to read this. This is what Lorraine said about Susan, because we were encouraging you to nominate an unsung hero, an ordinary angel. And this is what Lorraine says. Susan came into my life 12 years ago this March. She heard I had a need and wanted to help this single mom of four little ones at the time. We had never met before she sent me a text and told me she could help. She was there whenever I needed a ride and never asked why I needed to go to the places I needed to go. She even took care of my twin sons for a day when I had to take my daughter to the children's hospital in the cities for testing. She was never nosy and just wanted to help however she could. Over time, we became friends. At that time, I was going through a horrible divorce, and she would just pray without knowing what was going on. She definitely was the hands and feet of Jesus during that time. Fast forward to today, and we are best friends. December of 2019, I ended up in a coma for 5 days. She left work to be at the hospital and be by my side to advocate for me because I was in a coma and couldn't advocate for myself. She also made sure that my 4 children were taken care of for my entire 12-day hospital stay. She has always gone above and beyond, so she will always be my unsung hero. I can't think of anyone more deserving of this honor than Susan. Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, everyone who nominated. Again, an ordinary angel, someone in your life where you say, hey, I want to bless them because of the way they bless others. It may never be recognized, but yeah, we're taking a moment to recognize Susan Langer this morning. I know you will enjoy this film. Everybody else, please get out and see that. Again, it opened last night. Help it be a big opening weekend at Mycon Cinemas Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Thank you to our sponsors, and please consider helping Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. The WIB Wake Up Show, 7:52 here on a Friday morning. It's our Friday morning tradition to get you caught up in everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We do it in condensed form. We respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, President's Day was Monday.
It's a holiday that comes with no obligations to buy gifts, send cards, or make up a really good excuse for why you forgot to buy gifts or send cards.
Thank you.
DNA shows dogs are humans' oldest companions.
And somehow they're still not tired of us.
Incredible.
Walmart is boosting the average pay of its store managers to $128,000 from $117,000.
They'll now make enough to shop at Target.
That's hilarious.
A dead European satellite the size of a rhino re-entered Earth's atmosphere over the North Pacific Ocean Wednesday afternoon.
Because even in space, Europeans can't resist a dramatic entrance.
Isn't that the truth?
Boeing has fired an executive over a month after a door plug flew off a 737 midair.
Boeing was like, we will not tolerate doors flying off, but give us a month to think about it. Well, we are now less than 4 weeks into the first March Madness basketball games.
That's great news because I was just thinking that our TVs are really lacking sports programming.
True.
And finally, this Friday morning, a survey found that about a quarter of Americans incorrectly believe that the sun revolves around the earth.
And about 90% of all social media influencers believe that the world revolves around them.
Ouch.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Good morning, this is Beth Teach, and I have cabin fever! You guys have a great day today! Thank you. Bye.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
That was fantastic. Thank you, Beth from Eau Claire, for leaving your cabin fever scream on our WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. Just dig deep and find it, even with a milder winter. Maybe it's, again, just gloomy weather or those darker days where you leave work. You go to work when it's dark and leave work when it's dark. I know that kind of gets to me. Find that inside and let it rip. Let it out in our cabin fever scream contest.
Time for the best of the week on WWIB, and we packed it all into 3 minutes and 17 seconds.
Well, I want to give a special shout out this morning because 1 year ago today, the highlight of my last year and the highlight of the year for a lot of folks in our family as well. It's my nephew AJ's adoption day, the 1 year anniversary, 1 year ago as he officially became a Swenson. And so, Alexander, we are so, so glad to have you as part of our family. We're so glad that God brought you to us. And so your mom, Rachel, your siblings, and your aunts and uncles, grandma and grandpa, everybody, we love you so much, AJ. And I know AJ is one of the biggest fans of Crowder that I can think of. So we're going to do not just one, but 2 songs. Crowder with Happy Day, and then Hallelujah for Every Broken Heart. The King always makes a way. He is always good. He can always be trusted. WWIB, we are family. AJ, we're so glad you're part of our.
It's my mom's birthday today.
Happy birthday to your mom.
It's amazing that she's 39 and I'm 59. I don't know how that all worked, but anyhow.
Right. Yeah, that happens. I think it's just kind of must have something to do with quantum physics or something like that.
I think it does.
We have have a winner in the WIB winter warm-up. Cheryl Hurd called back in plenty of time, and so we are paying back her heating bill of $120.13.
Chi-Hide needs a clear. Can they get it out? Yes, they do! And here is the open netter by Jackson!
Yes!
There you go!
I got to just say, your coffee that you got in here, so it's a classic French toast coffee. Mm. I think I tried one cup of this. We've got a Keurig here, which is a great device. You're okay with this coffee?
You're confronting me in front of all of our
listeners. I'm just asking you because, I mean, classic, for me, I'm just like, I like French toast, but the idea of bringing a food I like to a coffee, and I don't mind flavored coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like hazelnut. There's all sorts of flavors I like, but...
Yeah.
I just really, classic French toast coffee, one cup was enough. Talk to me about this.
All right, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing you got to understand.
Okay. It's coffee.
It's coffee. Seems like you understand it already. At the end of the day, is it coffee? Yeah.
Good morning. This is Evelyn and JoJo Keepers on the way to school. And this was the first Stephen Curtis Chapman song we ever knew. My dad actually taught me how to dance by sticking me up on a kitchen stool. And we danced to this song. So I'll dance with Cinderella while she's here in my arms. I know something the prince never knew. Oh, and I'll dance with Cinderella while she's here in my arms. Cause all too soon
to whatever song plays. Without a care in the world. And I'm sitting here wearing the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Another fun week in the books on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you, Havel. The best of the week. 3 minutes, 17 seconds to recap a whole week.